keeping you informed. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Odd situation reported by the Salina Police Department as officers responded to an early morning food burglary on Monday, April 22nd, after a man claimed another person's residence and walked away with a plate of food and a television remote. Just before 7 a.m., Captain James Feldman said a 61-year-old man returned to his home in the 600 block of Beverly Drive and found the burglar. Around 6:40 a.m. that morning, the victim, entered his residence and determined that his front door had been forced open. Upon entering, there was a male later identified as Marcos Martinez. Martinez, a 54-year-old Salina resident, caused about $150 in damages to the door. Once the victim confronted him, Martinez claimed that he owned the residence. Feldman said the victim demanded that Martinez leave, which he initially refused, and so the victim physically pushed him through a door out of the residence. Then he, Martinez, re-entered the residence through the same door the victim pushed him out of. The victim forced him out again, and the suspect left. The victim determined that he stole a steak, some white bread, sour cream, and chives. Officers then took his description from the victim and sent it to other officers in the area. They found him walking in the middle of Beverly Drive near the 1500 block of the neighborhood. An officer who was responding to the area had the suspect description, observed him walking down the middle of the street, and he was walking down the middle of the roadway, blocking a school bus from proceeding. Captain Feldman said the victim confirmed that Martinez was the man who burglarized his apartment, which officers confirmed when they found the victim's television remote with Martinez. Officers then arrested Martinez and requested charges for burglary, damage to property, theft, and battery. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes. 60 Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. I noticed the city of Beloit residents, due to the lack of rain, water levels for the river are low. Kansas Division of Water Resources has issued a notice regarding low water levels. At this time, no restrictions impacting the city of Beloit have been issued. However, the city does want to share this information so everyone can be mindful of water consumption going into the weekend. Again, there are no restrictions, but with water levels low in the river, reduced water use now will hopefully help as we move into the summer months. The message, save water. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Line fair ball. The game is tied. Garcia to third. He's being waved home. And the Royals have taken the lead.
Bobby Witt Jr. putting the Royals up 3-2 with that swing of the bat, and they would go on to win by that final over the Blue Jays. More on that coming up in this sportscast. We'll also look at local sports results from Tuesday in the area. Beloit High School has a new assistant football coach. Also some awards for area athletes at the collegiate level. The NBA and NHL playoffs continuing on Tuesday as well. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. High school baseball from the area on Tuesday. Ellsworth getting a sweep over Sylvan Lucas Lincoln, 12-0 in 4 in game one, and they won the second game, the Bearcats 16-4, and Abilene beating Concordia in both games in the NCKL on the baseball field 5-4 in game one, 13-0 in 5 in game two. Abilene getting a sweep over Concordia on the softball field as well, winning 5-1 in the first and a 5-0 shutout in the second game. And the Sylvan Lucas softball team winning 8-4 and 12-10 in a sweep over Ness City Hodgman County. If you missed those scores or want the schedules for area sports, check out ncksports.com. In golf, the Rock Hills Invitational was held on Tuesday. Lakeside is a team taking first place at 304, ahead of Rock Hills in second with 335. Individual champion was Chris LaRocque from St. John, shooting a 69 on the day. Jace Cunningham of Lakeside second with a 71. Rounding out top five were Elijah Field of Pike Valley, Ethan Worth from Rock Hills, and Jackson Hardy of Lakeside. You can find the full results at ncksports.com. A high school football note, Beloit has added an assistant coach to their staff. Head coach Brad Gober announced the addition of Trace Lenners. Lenners played high school ball at Sacred Heart and went on to play football and compete in track and field at Nebraska Wesleyan University. He will help coach the wide receivers and defensive backs for the Trojans this coming fall. In a spring that's already featured a lot of honors for Beloit native and St. John's graduate Brady Pollen in the high jump at Wichita State, he earned perhaps his biggest honor Monday night at the Wheaties Awards for Shocker Athletes. For his efforts and success for the WSU track and field team, Pollen was named the Male Athlete of the Year at Wichita State. The awards recognize athletes spanning all 15 of the varsity sports, and Pollen won the top men's award spanning across six varsity sports. You can read more about the awards and Pollen's season at GoShockers.com. Also on Tuesday, Beloit grad and Butler freshman Chloe Odell was named the Jayhawk Conference Pitcher of the Week in softball. Odell picked up two wins and two starts this past week, moving her record to 13-4 on the season. She pitched 10 innings for the week on a .70 ERA, allowing one run and striking out six, and an 11-0 win over Dodge City and a 4-1 win at Indian Hills, where she pitched a one-run complete game. You can read more about Odell's award at kjccc.org. That's sort of the beginning of the sports cast. The Royals broke their three-game losing streak on Tuesday night. The 3-2 win over the Blue Jays. Serrano took a 2-0 lead with a run in each the third and fifth innings. But the Royals scored all three of their runs in the bottom of the fifth. As Michael Massey scored on an error, Bobby Witt Jr. added a 2-RBI double to put the Royals up 3-2. After going 4 1/3 innings and giving up two runs on 96 pitches, Royals starter Michael Wacha wasn't eligible for the win. Chris Stratton pitched 1 2/3 scoreless, ended up with the win to move to 2-1, while John Schreiber and James MacArthur finished things off, MacArthur getting his fifth save. Royals manager Matt Quatrero on the bullpen's performance in the victory.
It was a one-run game, so there was no margin for error, so they put up 4 2/3 scoreless against a really good team. So I can't overstate that enough. I mean, without that, we're either still out there playing or we're behind.
Royals are now 14-10, while the Blue Jays fell to 13-11, game 3 of 4 in the series at 6:40 tonight in Kansas City. Alec Marsh, 3-0 with a 3.22 ERA, will be the Royals starter against Yariel Rodriguez of the Blue Jays, who's 0-0 with a 2.35 ERA.
Irving hits them both. The lead is 6, 7.2 on the clock. Leonard gets it in. Final seconds, George is going to fire it up and hits at the horn. Dallas gets the equalizer. Big road win for the Mavericks in Los Angeles. And this first round series is tied at 1-1.
The Mavericks won 96-93 over the Clippers Tuesday night to even the series, as they got 32 points and 9 assists from Luka Doncic in the victory. Also in the West on Tuesday, the Timberwolves took a 2-0 advantage over the Suns in the first round of the 105-93 win. In the East, the Pacers stole home court advantage from the Bucks, a dominant 125-108 win in Milwaukee behind a 37.11 rebound double-double from Pascal Siakam, tying the series at 1. Tonight in the NBA playoffs, there are just two Game 2s on the schedule. In the East, the Celtics up 1-0 on the Heat, Game 2 at 6. And in the West, the Thunder have a 1-0 lead on the Pelicans, game 2 at 8:30 in OKC.
Tkachuk is after it. Tkachuk spins. Lundell with a slot in front. The chance. Let's go home, baby! It's Mr. Clutch, Carter Verhaeghe, for the game 2 win.
With that goal, the Panthers won 3-2 over the Lightning to take a 2-0 lead in the East first round series. Also on Tuesday in the NHL playoffs in the East, the Rangers won 4-3 over the Capitals to go up 2-0 in the series. In the West, the Avalanche even their series with a 5-2 win in game 2 over the Jets, while the Predators beat the Canucks 4-1 to tie that series at 1 as well. Three games on the schedule tonight. In the East, the Bruins and Maple Leafs tied at 2, game 3 at 6 o'clock in Toronto. In the West, the Golden Knights have a 1-0 lead over the Stars, game 2 at 8:30 in Dallas, and the Oilers are up 1-0 on the Kings, game 2 at 9 o'clock in Edmonton. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and 96.3 Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Dinas.